With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
For decades, he's been the king of Memphis.
It's good to be king of your own little town.
You want to see the king? You think anybody would pay to come down and see a sawed-off, runt, bug-eyed Bill Dundee? No, they come to see me, baby.
King of them all, right here it is, baby. The greatest wrestler that ever lived and ever will step into a ring. You're looking at him, and I am the champion.
And you may be familiar with his work in WWE, too.
I'll show you who the real king of the World Wrestling Federation is. It's the most electrifying move. It's Sports Entertainment Today. Oh, the people devil! It's Mr. McMahon arrived. It's Mr. McMahon arrived. It's Mr. McMahon arrived. Look, look, look. He's trying to bite him.
For 50 years, he's been known all over the world as one of wrestling's biggest stars. And now, he's decided to share all of his favorite stories from his 50 years in wrestling with you.
Tell me a story.
Why don't you put your false teeth in backward and eat yourself to death?
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
This is the Jerry Lawler Show.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Jerry Lawler Show. Thank you so much for the download. My name is Sean Reedy. 50th anniversary coming up of Jerry's career. We have an event coming up in Jackson, Tennessee, at the ballpark at Jackson, the home of the Jackson Generals, on September 26th with USA Championship Wrestling. It keeps getting bigger every week, and this week we have some huge news. So, King, we once again have promoter of the show, Bert Prentice, with us to talk about new news about this massive event.
Bert, welcome back to the show, and I understand that you have added some more celebrities, some more superstars. This is going to be the biggest show that I've ever been in the 50 years, and of course, appropriately so, biggest show maybe that I've ever been involved with.
Yeah, and I think so too, but before we go into anything, I just wanted to let the people know that as a promoter for well over, 30 years, I really underestimated the magnitude of what this show was. I mean, this started as a conversation in your kitchen and said, yeah, well, let's do it. And the next thing I know, we're not just the talk of Tennessee. We are the talk of the United States of America. People have ordered tickets from 18 states. And I mean, we are featuring the who's who of professional wrestling. I just got off the phone a little bit ago from Dory Funk Jr., who obviously is one of the greatest that ever stepped in the ring, as well
of
as you
time.
Are. And yep. I just could not believe how much he revered you and your career, and how you've handled yourself through the years and are still doing it. But he was an encyclopedia on your history, which just shocked me, and just how much this man who is they're driving up, they got a caravan coming, but I mean,
they're coming all the way from Ocala, Florida.
Yeah. And he's coming in early to spend a few days. And it's just that this has turned into just the most amazing thing. And Jimmy Hart is going to host live wrestling shows on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at Studio 54, where we record our TV show, because so many fans are flying in early and are looking for stuff to do. This thing has just become, I'm telling you, it is just, I get emails all the time, especially from the UK. Oh my gosh, I wish we could get there. This thing would have been a complete sellout of the stadium under normal situation. Now, I do report that they have allowed us 100 more field seats. I got that news on Monday. And the bad news is there's about 30 of them left. and we're about in the 900 range of general admission seats left. So if you're coming, and this isn't promoter hype, because you don't have to promoter hype this thing. This is going to be an incredible event for you folks. And please call and let us get your ticket situated, 731-234-5883. And it's amazing because every time you put the podcast up, the phones go crazy. Now, well, Jerry, I hope you're sitting down because you don't know a lot of this, but I know it's going to mean the world to you. But there are four new names for me to announce this week, and it's mind-numbing to me that these people are not only just coming, but they're just coming to honor you. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, good old JR, Jim Ross, is coming Lawler 50th anniversary.
Wow. Right? That's awesome. You're right. That is awesome.
He specifically told me there's no place that he would rather be that night. And it was amazing. We're really excited to announce that a young man you may remember from Channel 5, Dave Brown, is going to be our guest ring announcer for the main event.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, these are people that it just wouldn't be right. I couldn't have a show that, that was supposedly about my in-ring career without having these names that you're talking about.
And that's definitely going to the next one. The Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, is coming in for the entire week.
Wow.
And he's going to host some live events down at the studio. He's doing a massive media campaign, and people are loving that he's coming. And
Jimmy,
then the fourth name, Jimmy Hart.
The fourth name?
The fourth name that we're going to announce today, and he's really pumped to come, and I know the fans are going to love seeing him. Road Warrior Animal.
Oh,
he'll be
man.
There meeting the folks. Yeah.
Jeez. This is crazy.
And you can see all these stars topping off with Jerry the King Lawler, Kane, Steiner, Luger, Slaughter, The Rock and Roll Express, Coco Beware, Superstar Billy Lundy for $25.
Wow. Yeah, this is crazy. And, you know, I've been asked by fans a lot of times this, well, certainly, is there going to be a meet and greet? Well, heck, that's what this is all about. All of these superstars are coming in to be on hand just for that. I think if you're going to open the doors at like 3:00 in the afternoon and people are going to be able to pour in there and get autographs and get your picture made with all of these amazing stars, which is going to be awesome.
And we have 9 big matches. Of course, you're going to be involved in a match, the Rock and Roll Express, the Boogeyman, James Ellsworth, Dr. Tom Pritchard, D'Lo Brown, a lot of the local stars here that are absolutely accomplished wrestlers like the Star Twins and Jake Law, and of course a lot of Kane's students that actually wrestle full time for me, we're going to feature. So I mean, there's something for everybody. I mean, just an amazing night.
It's unbelievable. Do you have the entire list there in front of you now?
I probably don't. I know that Derek King and Matt Boyce are going to kick it off at 7:30. We're thinking about maybe doing some dark matches at 7, but that's a meeting that I was going to bring up with you later. Dory Funk Jr. has two students that are being really highly touted, and we're thinking about maybe doing a few dark matches. Just the people are going to be in there. They're going to be doing the meet and greets and that. We may start it a little bit with a couple dark matches, but we've got so many surprises. We're looking at doing a live band out in the parking lot. Of course, we got the monster truck coming. We've got, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But this thing has grown. I have had, you know, we run now, even in these COVID times, 4 shows a week here in West Tennessee. I've had someone take over that part of my business because the Lawler Show has become a full-time entity for me. I mean, it's just daily, you know, meetings and with the ballpark, but mainly just handling the ticket lines. It is just the Jackson Generals did a press release on Tuesday, and I mean, I could not handle the amount of calls. I ended up calling people back into the 11:00 p.m. hour getting their ticket orders. It was that insane. This thing is just, it's just, I mean, there are country music stars coming.
I saw I saw on Twitter you got a big, huge billboards out up there as well, right?
The billboard, yeah, there's six billboards around town. And, yeah, there's nowhere you can go. The news talk, it was crazy because the local news talk radio station, you can't turn them on without them talking about the Lawler thing and how they're all coming out to support it. I've had people begging to be guest MCs, and I have had, as of yesterday, I had 22 TV stations and radio stations combined asking for credentials to cover this thing. So,
all right, Bert, I think I've got a partial list. You correct me if I'm wrong. Let me just read some of these names that I've written down that are confirmed, that are going to be there on September 26th at the ballpark in Jackson for this big 50th anniversary show. As you mentioned, Dory Funk Jr., Kane, that's right, the Brothers of Destruction, Kane is going to be there, Tony Atlas, Scott Steiner, Lex Luger, Sergeant Slaughter, Kilo Brown, Bill Superstar Dundee, Bobby Eaton, Candy Devine, Tom Pritchard, Rick McCord, Colorado Kid, Jerry Calhoun, Coco Beware, Carl Furby, The Grappler Lynn Denton, The Boogeyman, Wolfie D, Bambi, The Rock and Roll Express, Tommy Rich, Doug Gilbert, Matt Riviera, Tony Falk, Jimmy Hart, Dave Brown, good old JR, and the Road Warrior Animal. Is that an unbelievable?
And two of my favorites, Reggie B. Fine and Downtown Bruno.
Oh, that's right. Golly, I gotta forget them.
And the list is even more. You left a few off of that one. It's even longer than that.
Well, I'm not gonna be at my table. I'm gonna be walking around and having my picture made with all of these stars. This is
unbelievable. Yeah, it's and they all have asked for to make sure they get pictures with you. But no, Jerry will have a table and he will have commemorative 50th anniversary stuff that no one has ever seen. Of course, we announced last week about the original card set. People have been freaking out over that, wanting to order it early. But it's just, yeah, this thing is just going to be an amazing, amazing night at the ballpark in Jackson. And let me tell you, Jerry, you've been there. But it's one of the most beautiful minor league ballparks in the country. They really did it right.
Oh, yeah. I've passed it a million times going to Nashville and going. And actually, we performed there at Pringles Park before. It used to be called Pringles
Absolutely.
Park. You see it right as right off the interstate there as you're going right past Jackson. It is a beautiful ballpark. Of course, now it's the ballpark in Jackson is what it's a minor league. It's been a minor league stadium for the Minnesota Twins and for the Seattle Mariners, and it's a beautiful stadium. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, now they're the Arizona Diamondbacks franchise.
Exactly, Arizona Diamondbacks. Wow.
And I'm going to address this because people, I understand the times we live in. We are following the protocol of the Bristol Speedway, the NASCAR race up in Bristol. We're doing the same exact thing they did. Had a great visit with them, and we are following the exact protocol. They had 30,000 people there about 6 weeks ago and had no issue related to COVID afterwards. So we figure our 2,000 to 2,500 will be fine, but there'll be sanitizing stations throughout the stadium. You have to wear a mask to enter the stadium. Once you're in your seat, it's basically the same issues from a restaurant. Obviously, once you're in your seat and you're socially distanced, you don't have to wear the mask for the entire show, but you do have to have the mask if you get up and you want to move around, or if you're in close proximity to somebody, if you're, you know, in line buying a hot dog or whatever, or you're standing, you know, waiting for the pitchers and the souvenir tables, but you will be spaced out and then people will not be on top of each other under any circumstances.
Now, if you want to wear your mask the entire time, that's fine with as well, right?
You sure can. Absolutely. You absolutely can do that.
Well, Bert, we just wanted to check in with you and you keep us posted every single week up until September 26th. I'm sure you're still adding names. You told me that people are calling you now and wanting to be a part of this.
This isn't promoter's hype, because I don't think that I have to do that on this show at this point. We're just this has just become the most, just the most incredible event. But I think that next week when we do the podcast, there will be some names that are absolutely going to knock people on the floor that have called and are working out the logistics of being here. And I mean, the list you told me the other day, you said, well, Bert, if you don't add one more, it's just the most amazing thing. I'm like, yeah, but there's more people wanting to come.
Well, and another thing that is going to be cool for the fans that night as well, you know, they have the big screen out there on the scoreboard there at the ballpark, and apparently there are going to be a lot of people coming that are going to be there in you know, on video, that they're going to come to us and give us like FaceTime us and calls that night from tons of different stars that people are going to really be surprised to hear from that night as well.
Well, you weren't supposed to know that, so I'm going to find out who leaked that, because that was supposed to be a surprise with you. But let me tell you, you talk about A-list celebrities, and I'm even trying to get the Minnesota Twins to do it for you, the whole team.
The Minnesota Twins?
Because I know how much that you would appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Bert. I knew that would be something you would come up with.
We had a big win over Chicago White Sox last night. We're getting close back to first place, so it's good times.
Well, that's good, but who is in first place? Hello, Bert.
There's a very obscure team out in Cleveland called the Indians, and they are for about a day and a half more, and then they're done.
My Cleveland Indians are in first place this late in the season. We're 38 games into the season. We only got, just a few more games, and we're hanging on to first place.
I don't know how these calls are going to go through the rest of September with this race.
Right.
We've been doing this for years, the Twins and the Indians. But years, the Twins were bottom team. So, and his Indians always do well. But there will be sports figures. There will be A-list movie people there. I mean, the people that are sending in videos. Some of the country music stars that could sell out 20,000, 50,000 seat stadium. They all love the King of Wrestling, and it's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing evening. And the one thing that's gratifying to me, because I handle a lot of the incoming calls, are the people that grew up watching the Channel 5 wrestling and that are saying, oh my gosh, I get to bring my kid. I get to bring my grandkid. And it means more to them than anything.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, and so many of these stars that we have on this show are the same people that they grew up watching. Bill Superstar Dundee, Bobby Eaton, Tommy Rich, Doug Gilbert, Rock and Roll Express, Downtown Bruno, Reggie B. Fine, of course, Jerry Calhoun, Coco Beware. I mean, all of these guys were part of the early days of Memphis wrestling, and of course, Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Yo, it's just going to be amazing.
And Dave Brown.
He always leaves out Bert Furness.
Oh, is Bert going to be there?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, Bert's going to be sitting
You're up there with Dave Brown then, Bert.
No, yeah. What an honor for you to let me put this show on, and I'll be forever grateful. But it's going to be a night to remember, folks. I'm telling you, get your ticket, $25 general admission. Are you kidding?
One more time, give out that telephone number.
731-234-5883. And it's open every day from 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock at night.
731-234-5883 for tickets.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is the Jerry Lawler Show.
There are certain people in this crazy wrestling business that are your friends, and then there are people and acquaintances, but then there are people that you've known for a long, long time that are really, really, truly your friend that you could call at any time, day or night, and they'd be there for you. And likewise, the same situation between the two. And this guy is one of those people, and I'm glad to have him. I think he was on my podcast once a long time ago, but I'm so glad to have him back. Downtown Bruno. Bruno, how are you?
Very good. In a way, it's kind of a sad day. You and I have talked about this off the air, but just to tell everybody, I'm actually on the highway just crossing to Alabama on my way to North Florida because I'm going to memorialize a dear friend of mine in the business. Like you just talked about, this guy was a very dear friend of mine too, Bob Armstrong, who passed his reception or what do you call it, repassing funeral.
Yeah, well, that's sad. And that's going to be down in – where exactly is it? Is it Pensacola or near there?
Yeah, near Pensacola, just across the Alabama line, you know, in the Panhandle.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean,
so I'm heading down.
Bullet Bob Armstrong had a great career, and just the Armstrong family in general. I mean, all of those guys, Brad and Scott, and of course Road Dogg, and then their dad Bullet Bob. We go way back as well. I mean, I think I was wrestling Bob Armstrong before you even got to Tennessee, Bruno.
Yeah, probably so. I broke into business in 79, so I'm still a rookie.
Oh, yeah, well, you're right. Bob and I were wrestling each other. Bob came up, and we had quite the program in Memphis back right when Jerry Jarrett and I, you know, split off from Nick Gulas and Roy Welch in 77. We were down. We had to go down and wrestle at the Cook Convention Center because Nick still had the contract on the Mid-South Coliseum. So we had to. We started having our matches at the Cook Convention Center, and I think that's who I was wrestling at the time, Bob Armstrong. And man, we had some great matches. I loved wrestling Bob, and he was one of those guys. I don't think he's probably not as well known for as somebody like Dusty Rhodes or people like that or Ric Flair, but Bob could make a great promo. He could talk the people into the arena. He could make everybody get invested in what he was saying when he was on camera and when he was talking to you about a match.
Yeah, I'm just looking it up here.
Oh, that's very true.
February 20th, 77, you guys had a steel cage match at the Coliseum that drew 10,500.
Oh, me and Bob?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, then I wonder what happened because I certainly remember.
I think
Coliseum.
I think the feud continued into March, according to what I'm seeing, which is when you had to go to the Cook Convention Center, and you had some matches there as well.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I do remember. That's what I really remember was the Cook Convention Center. That was quite a long feud there with Bullet Bob Armstrong. And tell us a little bit, Bruno, about how he was instrumental in your career.
Well, you know, when I first got in the business in the late 70s, I traveled to different places, mostly as a referee and the ring crew and whatnot. when I first started managing, when I went to Alabama to the Continental Territory, which is funny. I'm making a trip through that territory right now to go pay tribute to Bob, but it's ironic. But anyway, you know, there was always, as you know more than anybody, there's a bunch of pricks in our business too, a bunch of guys that are just no good. And Bob made sure, here I was a young guy, you know, coming in maybe trying to get somebody else's spot or whatever. Well, I was never after anybody else's spot, per se. I was just after my own spot.
You just wanted to be in the business, right?
Right. So when I got to Alabama, old grumpy guy that ended up becoming a friend of mine later in life, but named Jonathan Boyd, was like the manager down there. He was a working manager. He was in the ring, but he also managed like a little group. I forget what they called their group. So he was just a real prick to me.
All right, now, just a minute. Let me stop you right there. Jonathan Boyd, I guess before he went there, he was here as one of the sheep herders, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, I remember.
Right.
Jonathan Boyd and Luke Williams came into Memphis in the mid-70s, maybe 75 or 76, something like that, and they were the sheep herders. And then, you're right, I guess the two of them, that tag team broke up, and Jonathan Boyd went to Alabama, right?
Exactly. He was being a prick to me, and I remember Bullet told him, said, look, this guy's working hard. He's a manager, but he shows up early, and he helps us set up the ring. He stays afterwards, helps us take it down. He's trying to learn. So Jonathan quit being a butthead to him, basically. He said, you know, you're going to have a problem with me if you keep that up. You know, and he just, because Bob was the type of guy, if I was out at ringside and I did something I wasn't supposed to do because I was really green, like if I was arguing with an old lady in the front row or something during the middle of a high spot or something, you ain't supposed to do that as a manager. You're supposed to wait and do that when they're just sitting in a chin lock or something. So, you know, Bob would get in the back. He didn't yell and scream and holler at me. He said, Bruno, listen, let me talk to you. You're getting over real good. But, you know, when we're in there doing, you know, a series of high spots or whatever, setting something up, the attention needs to be on the ring, not on you. He explained that to me. You know, now, if that would have been Bill Dundee, he would have said, you dumb son of a bitch. I'm going to talk to Jerry Jarrett, get you kicked out of the business. For what? Because you're an idiot. But what did I do wrong, Bill? You're an idiot. You got in the business. That's what you did wrong. And I would be dumber when he walked away. So, and then you had a guy that was in the middle of that was Tojo. He wasn't mean during a set, but he would just tell you, Bruno, you're not smart. You're not smart. Okay, Tojo, why? Because you're not smart. Okay. Not smart.
Did he mean by that you're not smart to the business or you're just not a very intelligent guy?
I don't know to this day. But I know, God rest his soul, Tojo, you're not smart. You're not smart. He'd be the one when there was a big schmoz going on in the ring. Everybody'd be laughing. You'd look over because he was sword fighting with some old lady with her cane, with his kendo stick. So maybe he wasn't smart.
Bob Armstrong, right. He seems like a Bobby Eaton type, where just everybody in the business seemed to love him. Just you never hear anything.
Oh
bad
yeah, Bobby
about him.
Eaton is a great guy. That's right. Eaton is another one. Very few people you can say that nobody ever said nothing bad about. Brad Armstrong, Bob Armstrong, Bobby Eaton's another one. Yeah, certain people that just everybody liked.
You and I, on the other hand, Bruno, a lot of people have said bad things about us, right?
Yeah, but you know, as long as I get our name right, one thing Tojo did teach me, every knock is a boost.
Oh, really? Every knock is a boost.
Yeah. That's what Tojo said. If you didn't mean nothing, they wouldn't be talking about you.
Well, I guess he was smart.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so then you stayed down in, you were in Alabama for Bob Armstrong for how long?
I don't remember because I had like three different runs there. I worked for Bob when he was the booker there. I worked for Robert Fuller when he was the booker there. And then the last time I left, the last time it was Knoxville. I worked for Ronald Fuller in the Knoxville. So I had three different runs there. And, you know, I came back home to Memphis every chance I got. But then I went to Kansas City at one point. But, yeah, I had three different runs with Bullet. And the other son that I think he's out of the business now. Steve, remember Steve Armstrong?
He was, yeah, sure.
Tracy's mother's tag team partner down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll see him tomorrow to thing. I bet you I'll see a lot of people I haven't seen in 30 years.
Oh yeah, because it's funny you mentioned that territory, that area down there. A lot of those guys that worked that area, they stayed down there. They didn't go anywhere else. They just wound up being their home forever down there. So you're right. You'll see a lot of guys that hadn't been around or that you hadn't seen in a long time. Man, when you're down there,
I'm looking forward to it.
Please tell everybody I said hi.
Oh, I will for sure. I'll let you know who I seen too. I'm just guessing. Maybe Jerry Stubbs and Dirty White Boy probably. Tom Pritchard, maybe Robert Fuller, Ron Fuller, maybe Jimmy Golden. I don't know. I'm interested to see who's there.
Oh yeah, I just did Ron Fuller's. Yep. I just did Ron Fuller's podcast a couple of weeks ago, and man, we talked forever. I hadn't talked to Ron, and I was never, you know, I was around Robert a whole lot, but not around Ron all that much, you know, during the territory days, but. It was good to catch up with him. We had a ton of memories about you know, similar people and Jerry Barber and different guys. And, of course his family, Herb Welch, his uncle, and his dad, Roy Welch, you know. Or not his dad, his grandfather, Roy Welch.
Right. And remember Roy Lee Welch? I used to work with him in Alabama, Roy Lee.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
I told Ron a story that he didn't really remember or had never heard before, that at one point when I was just really, really getting started, Christine Jarrett took a liking to me, and every Wednesday was Evansville, Indiana, and that was her town, of course. And so somehow I would come up from Memphis and stay at the Sam Davis Hotel throughout the week. And catch rides with somebody, or either drive up to different towns, either like Louisville or whatever towns we were running that week. But I would stay at the Sam Davis where the office was. And so somehow I got the job of driving Roy Welch's car and driving Christine Jarrett and Roy Welch to Evansville every week.
Uh-huh.
And we did it for I don't know how many weeks. And Roy had this big old Cadillac. And of course, I mean, you know, he was the owner of the company. He was the boss, and I'm just a kid just barely getting my nose wet in the business. And all of a sudden, I'm driving him and Christine Jarrett, you know, Jerry's mother, who was the, you know, the secretary and one of the bosses in the company as well. I'm driving them to Evansville, Indiana from Nashville and back at night. I was a nervous wreck. And Bruno, you got to remember back in the days when I don't think Sean is old enough to remember, but back in the days, cars used to have, when you put your lights on bright or dimmer switch, it was down on the floorboard with your foot.
Right, right, right. I sure remember that.
Yeah, you'd have to you'd use your left foot and you'd step on this little button sticking out of the floorboard, and that's how you would turn the lights on bright, or that's how you'd turn them on dim, and so. So it happened. If it happened once, it happened 100 times, and it was so freaking embarrassing. Because on the way back at night, Christine would doze off, and Roy would always sit in the back seat, and he would get sleepy, and he would doze off. And so I'm just driving away, you know, scared to death, nervous wreck, and they're both asleep. And Roy, on his car, right down by the dimmer switch. He had installed another switch that felt just like the dimmer switch that was a freaking siren.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. He had this big siren on the front of his car that you could hit with your foot. And I'm telling you, every trip, every time they got asleep, I would go to hit the dimmer switch to turn the lights on bright, and I would hit that freaking siren. That thing would go off and both of them would jump up, you know, and I'd go, I'm sorry. And I'm telling you, I just did it over and over and over. I'm surprised they asked me to drive them a second time, but it was, that was one of the trips. I told that story to Ron Fuller, who had never heard it. And he just laughed because he knew, you know, how Roy and Christine were. It was funny.
Right. Oh, Chris Dane. I was at her funeral. It's one of the last ones I've been to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember going. I go to Nashville to go to her funeral. Yep, I sat with Burt Prentice at the. That's who I sat with at the funeral.
Well, Burt Prentice, as a matter of fact, we're going to have on the podcast after you. We're going to be talking to Burt. You know, of course, you're going to be part of it, Bruno. This big 50th anniversary that's coming up September 26th in Jackson, Tennessee. And I'm so happy that you're going to be there as part of the show. And we're going to actually, I think he's going to put you to work. We don't want you to just be up there signing autographs and smiling, kissing babies and stuff. You're going to have to do something, a referee or manager or something in the show. Is that okay?
No, sir, I don't believe I'll be able to do that. I apologize. No. Sure, I will. I wouldn't have it no other way. I want to referee. I'll manage if that's what they want. I'd rather referee.
Yeah, okay. We'll make sure that happens. Listen to this list. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's crazy. We got Dory Funk Jr., Dory's one of your favorites as well, right?
No, I don't know Dory. I never really, I know Terry real well. I don't really know Dory. I never worked with him.
Oh, I thought you had a history with Dory. Well, that's great. You're going to get to meet Dory Funk Jr. And, of course, Glenn Jacobs. Kane is going to be there.
Right, great guy.
Yeah, Tony Atlas, Scott Steiner, Lex Luger, Sergeant Slaughter, D'Lo Brown, Bill Superstar Dundee, one of your all-time favorites. and the guy we talked about a minute ago that is everybody's favorite, Bobby Eaton, is going to be there. You remember Rick McCord?
Oh, I used to love Rick McCord from Roanoke, Virginia.
Rick McCord's going to be there. And Dr. Tom
Super guy.
Dr. Tom Pritchard's going to be there. Candy Devine, remember Candy Devine?
Yeah, I remember her.
Yeah, Colorado Kid's going to be there. There are other referee, Jerry Calhoun, Coco Beware, King Carl Fergie, and remember the grappler, Lynn Denton?
Yeah, sure do. I haven't seen him in probably 40 years.
Well, Lynn's going to be there. Wolfie D's going to be there. And the boogeyman, the guy that eats the worms, he's going to be there, of course. And we got the Rock and Roll Express, Wildfire Tommy Rich, Dangerous Doug Gilbert, Matt Revere, Tony Falk is going to be there. Reggie B. Fine may or may not be there. You know how he is. He says he's going to be there, but if he shows up, I'll be surprised. But
right.
And we got some more people that Bert is going to be mentioning a little bit later on, and we got some new announcements, some new people that are going to be coming on September 26th. So that's going to be an awesome night. I'm glad you're going to be there.
Oh my God! You know what? I was just thinking as you were listening off that list, for once we get to have kind of a reunion without somebody dying.
That's right.
You know, because most of the time, that's the only time all of us people get together anymore is when somebody dies, you know, so it's nice that we're doing it as a nice positive thing for you, 50 years in the business. And, you know, we get to see a lot of people we haven't seen for years, and hopefully nobody's comes in with the grudges from years ago or whatever, and everybody just has a good time.
Exactly right. It's going to be great. It's going to be something that – it's going to be, of course, at the former Pringles Park, the ballpark in Jackson, which is a beautiful facility.
Right.
It's going to be big, outdoors, open air. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so great. And I don't know if I've ever seen a more – and it's still growing. We got some more names to announce today, but I don't know if I've ever seen a bigger – more impressive list of talent from the Tennessee area or from all over the world really that had been put together to be in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I know, it's unbelievable. It's great. It's gonna be like a meet and greet beforehand or whatever. I guess
they're gonna open the doors of the stadium at like 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The matches won't start until 7:30, but all of these wrestlers, all of this talent are going to be there, have their own table set up, and the people can just come in and go around and get autographs, get your pictures made with all of these stars. And yeah, it's going to be a huge meet and greet. And then of course the matches will start at 7:30, and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, I can't wait. I hope the social distancing is faded by then. So we should actually.
You know, that we're going to go by. That's the one thing that Bert is going to assure everybody. All the social distancing guidelines will be observed and everything. It's going to be a safe event without a doubt. And of course, you know, they're only allowing, I think, 25% of the stadium to be utilized. So it'll be it'll be a good, safe, fun event.
That's going to wrap up part one of the King's discussion with his old friend Downtown Bruno. He'll be back with part two of that discussion later this week. In the meantime, make sure you get yourself tickets to the Jerry the King Lawler 50th anniversary show. There aren't many left, so do not get shut out. Get your tickets now. Also, follow the King on Twitter, @JerryLawler, and check out his website, KingJerryLawler.com.